The theme of this week's Moodle Booze is themes, and more particularly, themes for people who don't know how to make themes or don't have access to all the theme files in their code on the server where your Moodle is hosted. We already looked in the first and second part how you could add your own fancy flyout menus and special links in the header and footer, or how you could change the colours. So in part three, we're going to look at how you can add an image like a logo or a banner. It's a great way to customise your Moodle, give it a corporate look. Obviously, if you understand how themes work, which I don't, and you have your own corporate theme, then you can add your banner in that particular theme folder on your server. But what if you don't, and you don't? Well, some of the themes that come as standard let you add your own logo and banner. So it's worth going to Settings, as Administrator, Site Administrator, Appearance, Themes, and then looking in the list at each theme's own settings page to find one that will allow you to do this. You remember we met these theme setting pages in the last Moodle Boo, where we looked at how you could change some of the different colours. And they're very useful, they're very handy, because some of them will also let you change the widths of the side columns or add taglines, footnotes, all in a really easy way. So, off the top of my head, I think that Afterburner, Brick and Sky High and possibly Splash will let you add logos, but you'd do well to check this and see if I've missed any. So now if you want to go on to the next part of this Moodle Boo, we'll look at how you can actually get your logo or your banner into Moodle.